Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this glorious day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your power. And thank you because you have everyone here in mind. You want to do something definite, something spectacular, and something unique in every life. Lord, I pray nobody will miss their miracle in Jesus' name. I'm asking, Lord, you will break every yoke. You will destroy the works of the devil. All these long-standing problems and long-standing mountains, today they will move away in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray everybody will get something definite. Confirm it in every life. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you. Sit down in the blessing of the Lord. I'm looking at Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6. I'm reading from verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. It was something that came by surprise. This man Gideon was not expecting this at this time. He was just going through his own daily routine and going through the daily problem. And then he was thinking in his heart, we're under oppression. The Midianites are pressing us. The challenges are too much for us. All of a sudden, an angel appeared from heaven. When you least expect is when your miracle will come. While you're still thinking about it, I've gone through this, I've gone through that. Why do we have this in the family? Why do we have that in the family? All of a sudden, miracle arrives. And miracle has arrived tonight in Jesus' name. There is nothing that stood between Gideon and that angel and that power. And when that angel spoke, he spoke with assurance, the Lord is with you. And where the presence of the Lord is, there is power. That's why I'm talking to you tonight on the miracle of God's presence. The miracle of God's presence. When God is present, you know his might is there. His strength is there. His power is there. His anointing, the anointing that breaks every yoke, is here tonight. It will break that yoke in your life. You cannot escape a miracle tonight. Look at this. Look at that verse 12 again. It says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee. Give me a good amen. Amen. You accept that the Lord is with you. I said, the Lord is with you. That's the thing to hold in your mind. Understand, if the Lord is with you, sickness will vanish away. He is a healer. If the Lord is with you, oppression will vanish away. He is the deliverer. If the Lord is with you, slavery will vanish away. He is the redeemer. If the Lord is with you, poverty will vanish away because he is the provider. If the Lord is with you, then barrenness will vanish away because he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And thank God, I see you there. I could almost even mention your name. You've got a miracle child tonight. Because it says the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. I'll show you how you will become a carrier of God's power. A possessor of God's power. A partaker of God's power. Look at that word miracle. Write the word miracle. M-I-R-A-C-L-E. Did I get it? Of course, of course. And I always get it. And you will be like me, you will get it. I said you will always get it. Like father, like son. Like father, like daughter. If I got it, you will get it. If I possess it, you will possess it. The partakers of God's miracle power. M. Moses. I. Isaiah. R. Rebecca. A. Abraham. C. Caleb. L. Lazarus. E. Elijah. Those are the partakers. And I'm going to show you how they became partakers of God's miracle power. And we transfer that to you. Because that's why it is written. He said, all the things that are written, they're written for our learning, that we might become the partakers and the possessors and the people that experience the power of God. I thank God, because tonight your life will change. You've been lying down there, tonight you will get up. You have been weak before, tonight you'll be strong. You were sick, tonight you are well. You were poor, tonight you are prospered. And whatever darkness is there, power of darkness there, light has come in your life, in your family tonight, in Jesus' name. Impossibility will change to possibility. The partakers of God's miracle power. The first one, M, tell me who is. It's Moses. Look at this in Deuteronomy chapter 34. Deuteronomy chapter 34. And I'm reading here from verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 34. And we're reading from verse 10. It says, and there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Whom the Lord knew face to face. How do we partake of a God's miracle power? You understand that God is everywhere. And if God is everywhere in your room, when you wake up in the morning, although you cannot see him in the physical, you say, he's there. Your Father is there. Your Heavenly Father has come to visit you. And the healer, the great physician, is right there. And when you know that he is there and you see him face to face, thank you, Jesus, I know you are here today with me. Thank you, Jesus, I know you are my provider today. Thank you, Jesus. It's like you see him face to face. And that's what Moses did when he went to Pharaoh. He didn't see Pharaoh, he saw God. And when he was at the Red Sea, and then the other people are looking at the Red Sea, he didn't see the Red Sea, he saw God. And when he saw all the rock, and God said, take your rod in your hand, and water will come out, he didn't see the rock, he saw God, because he saw him face to face. Anywhere you go, as you look at all these multitudes, all the people that want to threaten your life, you don't see them, who do you see? I said, who do you see? The one who said, I am with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You go here, I'm there with you. You're over there, I'm here with you. And that's what Moses did, because he saw God face to face. That's why miracle power followed him everywhere. Your life has changed today. What you're looking at is what will either strengthen you or weaken you. If you're looking at problem, take your eyes away from problem. The one to solve that problem is right by your side. Look at the face of God and say, God, I know you are here. Jesus Emmanuel, you will never leave me. I know you are here. The Holy Spirit said, I send you the Comforter and he will never leave you. Thank God the Holy Spirit is with you. And because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're all with you, what have you got to fear? I say, what have you got to fear? All those things have vanished away, and you are victorious tonight in Jesus' name. Look at verse 11. In all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and then to all his servants, and to all his land. And it says, and in all the mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. You'll carry miracle. And as you go on, miracle will go with you. Power will go with you. Authority will go with you. You live as if you see the invisible. Now we come to, what's I there? Isaiah. Look at Isaiah chapter 6. This is how these people manifested faith, and they understood. They knew about that every time. Isaiah. I'm reading here from chapter 7. Isaiah chapter 7. In Isaiah chapter 7, look at this in verse 14. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. It says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. And Isaiah understood that. Isaiah said, although he's coming, he's not here yet, but he said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And he says, the government shall be upon his shoulder. He said, before the other people realize and before it comes to them, I am going to experience it. How does that happen? Don't you know that there were people that experienced something before it really happened generally? Look at Enoch. Enoch experienced the rapture before it happens generally. Look at Elijah. Elijah experienced the rapture before it happened generally. And now this man, Isaiah, this prophet Isaiah said, I know he is coming. Unto us a child is born. I know he's coming. Unto us a son is given. I know he's coming. Upon him shall be the government of our lives. And he says, he is Emmanuel. I'm going to experience that even before he comes. And now he has come. He has been born. And now he has come. He died on the cross. And now he has come. He has taken away your sin. And now you just flow into it now. And you say, Emmanuel is here. Somebody there, I said, Emmanuel is here. And because Emmanuel is here, he's going to roll all those problems away. They are gone already in Jesus' name. Look at chapter 8, Isaiah chapter 8. I'm reading here from verse 18. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me, wherefore signs and wonders in Israel. It says, I'm not for sickness, I'm for signs and wonders. I'm not for poverty, I'm for signs and wonders. I am not for oppression, I am for signs and wonders. I'm not going to be a rag for the enemies to be walking on. I'm not lying there anymore for the enemies to just do whatever they want with me, because I am now for, and you are now for. That's what Isaiah believed, and that's what he experienced. What you believe is what you are going to experience, because he says, I am with you. And because of that, like Moses, it's like you see this Almighty God face to face. Because of that, it's like Isaiah. You know that now even your wife will be for signs and wonders. Your husband will be for signs and wonders. I about your children. I and the children whom God has given me, we are for signs and wonders. You know that like you know two and two make four. You know that like you know that when the sun rises in the morning, it is this particular time. You know that like you know that it is 12 o'clock, because look at the sun there. If you know that you know that I am for signs and wonders, your children for signs and wonders, no calamity will come to your house. No accident will come to your house, because number one is Moses. Number two is Isaiah. Number three, tell me. Rebecca, we're looking at Genesis. We're looking at Genesis here, chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24, and I'm reading from verse 58. Genesis chapter 24, verse 58. And he called Rebecca and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. They said, will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. I need to explain that to you. Because, you know, Rebecca did not even know this person a few days ago. But Abraham had sent this man, Eliezer, the chief servant of his house. He said, go take a wife for my son Isaac. And what's the significance of that? All the promises that God had made to Abraham, this had come on Isaac. And Isaac needs to get a wife. Whatever wife Isaac gets will be a partaker of that blessing of the Lord. And you know, Rebecca was just going to the riverside, to the well, to go and draw water. And here comes the man, and he said, Lord, the person you have appointed to be the wife of my master's son, let her give me the water. When I say, give me water to drink. And then Rebecca got there innocently, not knowing that a miracle was waiting for her. And you didn't know that a miracle was waiting for you. You just said, they said, let us go, let us go. Okay, let me go there. You came for something, you'll get it. You know, she didn't know that anything will happen. And then as the servant of Abraham prayed, she became the answer to the prayer of Abraham. As I pray tonight, you'll be the answer to my prayer. Because that answer is coming. That miracle is coming. And then, can you give me some water there? He didn't actually need all that. It's just to make connection. God is making connection with you today. And eventually, the whole story came out. And then, Elisha, the chief servant, went to the house and then narrated all the story. And the relatives asked, and they said, will you go with this man? He didn't know Isaac. It's like Isaac was invisible. He had never met this man before, but she knew, I'm getting to something tonight. She knew, I'm getting a miracle tonight. All those who are coming for the first time, you came here for something. Something is going to happen to you. Because from this very day, well, the man I'm talking about now, I'm leaving Isaac for the moment. I'm talking about Jesus, the man of Galilee. I'm talking about Jesus, the man of sorrows. I'm talking about Jesus, the Son of Man, that came and he gave himself for us. And I'm asking you, you have just come today, and I say, look at Jesus, the Son of Man. Look at Jesus, the man of Galilee. Look at Jesus, the man that walked on the water. Nobody ever did like that before. Look at this man, the one that died on the cross for you. And I say, will you go with this man? Rebecca did not waste time. He said, yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. Somebody there, you are ready. You will go with Jesus. For the rest of your life, you are following Jesus, you'll never turn back. And then eventually, because she said, I will go. Anybody saying, I will go? Anybody saying there, I will go? I will go with Jesus. I said, I will go with Jesus. If Satan comes and knocks at the door, tell him, I'm not there anymore, I have gone with Jesus. If sickness comes and knocks at the door, tell them, I'm not there anymore, I have gone with Jesus. If those occultic people, if they come and they say, you are our member, that pastor says, I'm no more there. I said, I'm no more there. Will you go with this man? I will go. And then eventually she got married. Look at this now, chapter 25. In chapter 25, I'm reading from verse 20. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, and the daughter of Bethuel. And then he goes on to say that she had not got a child. Look at verse 21. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And when Rebekah delivered the child, look at the last line of verse 26. The last line there, Isaac was threescore means 60 years old when she bare them. That is when she had Esau and Jacob. When they got married, what age was that? 40. And when she got the children, what age was that? 60. What's the difference between 60 and 40? What? Oh, she got a miracle after 20 years. You've been waiting for 20 years for a miracle child. The child has arrived today. Because you see, the partakers of the miracles, number one is Moses. Number two is Isaiah. Number three is, tell me, Rebecca. Number four, that is Abraham. 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 That's the man of faith. Abraham. How do we learn from Abraham? Because these are the people that are showing us the way. Look at Moses. He just lived his life as if, I can see Jesus. I can't see enemy. I can see the Lord. I can see Satan. I can see power. I cannot see weakness. And because he lived his life like that, that's why all those miracles happen. And then you look at Isaiah. He just knew every time he woke up in the morning, I and the children whom God has given me were for signs and were for wonders. When you know that no week will pass until a miracle happens to you. And no day will pass until a problem, a naughty problem, impossibility will become possible. And then you know that already you have gone with Jesus. Anybody who goes with Jesus will never see trouble again. Because all those powers of the devil, if they come at all, the Lord will thrash them and then throw them away. And then Abraham, look at Romans. Romans, I'm reading from Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, I'm reading here from verse 18. Romans chapter 4, and we're reading from verse 18, telling us about Abraham, how he became the possessor, the partaker of the miracle power of the Lord. Romans chapter 4, it says in verse 18, who against hope believed in hope. They say something is hopeless, cancel that language from your mouth. There's no hopelessness in your life anymore in Jesus' name. That's your wife you are thinking about. You know what? That wife is getting healed tonight. And that husband is getting delivered tonight. All the entanglement that the devil has put them in, open against hope. That is Abraham. Look at this in verse 18. It says that he might become, I will become. That he might become, I will become. It says that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. And then it says, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He said, all the physical evidences to say that this will never happen. He says, I'm not considering that anymore. All the things your neighbors told you, the doctors told you, and this one told, that one told you, you are not considering them anymore because your miracle day has come. In verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Strong in faith, giving glory to God. And that's what you are doing tonight. Even before we pray, you know your answer has come. You know the miracle has come. Already in your heart, you are praising God. Thank God I am here today. Thank God I'm connecting with miracle today. Thank God the power is connected with me today. And so being fully persuaded. Be fully persuaded. Somebody is persuaded there tonight. I am persuaded. I am persuaded. What are you there? I am persuaded. Be fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. See for Caleb. See for Caleb. We're looking at Numbers chapter 13. When everybody said, it's impossible, Caleb said, no, it's possible. When everybody said, we cannot, Caleb said, but we can. And when everybody said, those people are giants and we are like grasshoppers, he said, no, it's the reverse. We are the giants in this place. I see those giants there. Don't have a grasshopper mentality. That's what made those people to perish in the wilderness. When the Lord had been with them, they forgot he was with them when they were in Egypt. He was with them at the Red Sea. They forgot they were eating miracle manna every day. They forgot everything like that. And they forgot that there was a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud. They forgot that the angels of God surrounded them. They forgot that God had a destiny for them. God has a purpose for you. God has a destiny for you. You are not an accident. I said you are not an accident. You are not Pharaoh's property. You know what Pharaoh thought? Pharaoh thought, I'll throw them in the sea. No, God will throw Pharaoh into the sea. If, you know when Moses was born? Moses was born at a time when they were throwing them into the sea. But thank God, Moses is not for the sea. Moses is for Canaan land. I'm talking about somebody there. I said I'm talking about somebody there. You are not for them at River Nile to throw you there. But on the other hand, the person that wanted to throw you there, I pity them, they will perish in the Red Sea. And so, look at this now. As they were going, all these other people, the spies that went to the land of Canaan, they came back and they said, you know what? We saw those people. Those people are giants. And then when we saw ourselves, we pitied ourselves because we are like grasshoppers. It was then Caleb said, hey, stop that. All that negative talk, I said, stop that. All that thing that brings you down, I said, stop that. All those things that makes you to feel that those magicians, they are higher than yourself, they are greater than yourself, they are more powerful than yourself. I said, stop that talk because God has lifted you up. And your life is seed with Christ in God. Don't talk that sin anymore. I'm like a grasshopper. I am not like grasshopper. I said I'm not like grasshopper. They will eat us up. No, that we will eat them up. Look at Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. I'm reading from verse 30. Numbers chapter 13 verse 30. It says, and Caleb, that's my man. And Caleb is my brother. I said Caleb is my relative. I have the same conviction he had. I had the same courage he had. And I had the same confession that he had. Look at this. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once. Somebody there say it with me. Let us go up at once. We're going to victory. We're going to conquer. Let us go up at once and possess the land, for we are well able to overcome it. Say that for yourself. For we are well able to overcome it. Overcomers, are they there tonight? Conquerors, are they there tonight? And the people that have the power of God in their lives, are they there tonight? For we are well able. For we are well able. Look at chapter 14, verse 24. It says in verse 24, but, this is God talking now, my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. You become a possessor tonight. I said you become a possessor tonight. You're a possessor in Jesus' name. And all those things that tie you down, they're broken today. All those things that try to keep you underneath, you will come up. Nothing will keep you under. Don't pity yourself and say, you know, hey, Pastor, I came from this family. I came from this family. You belong to a new family. If any man be in Christ, a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And so are we. And so are we. I'm a child of God. I said I'm a child of God. The Spirit of God bearing witness in your heart. You are a child of God. You will never be the same anymore in Jesus' name. I'm coming to John chapter 11. John chapter 11. As you look at John chapter 11, I'm reading from verse 39. John chapter 11. I'm reading here from verse 39. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. What happened is that Lazarus, that's the next person there, Lazarus. Everybody shout Lazarus. They thought everything has ended with him. They thought his life had ended. The plan of God for him had ended. Progress had ended. Because he had died, they felt everything, all the dreams he had, all the programs he had, all the, you know, everything he wanted to do. They said everything died with him. They said Lazarus is dead and he's now stinking. And because they thought there's no life anymore, no opportunity anymore. Is somebody talking to you like that? And he's saying, well, I pity you. Anyway, don't worry. Other people, if you cannot do it, other people will do it. No, I will do it. I said I will do it. And so they put him inside the grave and they put a stone there. The stone is to say forever and ever, we'll never see you again, but I'm coming back. I said I'm coming back. I'm not going to die in this failure. I'm coming back. I'm not going to die in that sickness. I'm coming back. I'm not going to die in this. Don't put a stone over there, because I still have a goal. I still have a dream. I still have an ambition. And that thing I am going to achieve. Am I talking to achievers there tonight? You're going to achieve in Jesus' name. And so Jesus said, a new life is now coming. A new life will come into that place, and that Lazarus will come forth. I said, my Lazarus over there will come forth. Take ye away the stone. He said, now he's thinking. And then Jesus said in verse 14, Jesus says unto her, said not I unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. I will see glory. Lord, I believe. I will see glory. You know, all the things you thought, maybe disgrace or dishonor or perplexity or depression or whatever, tonight is the end. As you believe, you will see the glory of God. And then they took away the stone. And you will take away that stone tonight. The stone of despair, and the stone of depression, and the stone of disappointment, and the stone of maybe I cannot make it anymore. You take away all those stones. And then Jesus now said, look at verse 42, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand here, I said it. He said, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, He cried with a loud voice, tell me. He cried with a loud voice. Can you say that? He cried with a loud voice. Somebody is coming forth as you say this. Your spirit will come back. Your dream will come back. Your plans will come back. All the things that discourage you, I cannot try again. My brain is gone. Your brain will come back. Your health will come back. The power, the courage will come back. Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth. I see you coming forth. I said, I see you coming forth. And then he tells us there when he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus says to them, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. Tonight, I loose you. You are delivered tonight. You are set free tonight. And I send you to go and succeed. To go and enjoy the privilege God has given you. And Lazarus started life all over again. Somebody there, you are starting life all over again. As you get back to the house today, you look at your house, rearrange those chairs, rearrange everything, sweep that place, make everything neat, and say, I'm a new man in a new house, in a new suit, because tonight a new scene has begun. A new scene has begun. And then before you sleep tonight, clear that bed and put a new bed sheet there and make everything new, because a new man is coming. A new woman is coming, because everything is totally different from today. Loose him and let him go. That person there, you are loose in Jesus' name. Moses, number one, tell me. Isaiah, tell me. Rebecca, tell me. Abraham, tell me. Caleb, tell me. Lazarus, and tell me the last. Elijah, you know Elijah, let me show you. It says in 1 Kings chapter 17, 1 Kings chapter 17, and I'm reading here from verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 17, and we're looking at verse 1, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years. Tell me the rest. But according to my word. He controlled the nation by his word. He controlled the climate by his word. He controlled destiny by his word. He controlled all the situation around by his word. You know what? The weather will not control you. Your language, your mouth will control the weather. Yeah. And all the people, your relatives, all the people that are saying, ah, that person, she's gone to deeper life, he's gone to deeper life, send for him, send for her. We're going to tell her something. If he doesn't come out of that place, we will do something. Hey, we now control the situation. Yeah. They don't have the key. Who has the key? I'm asking, where is the key? The key to life is in your hand. And the key to destiny is in your hand. Look at Elijah. Ahab was on the throne. You will think that the man is the one calling the shots. You will think the man is the one in control. But our man, my man, our prophet, my prophet, he is the one that has the key. He is the one in control. My brother there is the one in control. My sister there is the one in control. The word is in your mouth, the word of authority and the word of power. Satan does not control your life. Demons do not control your life. Ahab does not control your life. All the climate does not control your life. All the zodiac, whatever they say in the papers, you know, look at your luck. Luck does not control your life. You have the final say. And here comes Elijah. And Elijah said, all these years, there'll be no dew, there'll be no rain, according to my word. And then he went away. And all through that famine, God was feeding him. God will feed you. and God will provide for you. And then when he got to the house of that widow, and he said to that, can you give me some water to drink? While the woman was going to get water, he said, also bring a mussel in your hand. And the woman said, man of God, I don't have anything like that. I'm cooking the last meal so that when I eat this one, I die. And Elijah said, where I step into, when I step into your house, death is canceled. When I step into your church, death is canceled. All the premature death, they are gone in Jesus' name. All those bad stories you heard before last year, sometime ago, today, everything changes in Jesus' name. And so, go do that for me. Make it for me first, and then after that, you make for yourself, because that cruse of oil and that meal will never fail. Until God brings rain in the land. And it was so according to the word of Elijah. And then, if you know Elijah now, Elijah, when the time was to come, now rain is coming back. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing. Mercy drops around us have fallen, but for the showers were plead. And so Elijah went to pray, and he told the servant, he said, go see. Then the man came back and said, I see nothing. You see nothing? When I pray, you must see something. Go and look again. And then he came back the second, I see nothing. You see? You must see. What kind of eye do you have? Don't you see miracle tonight? Don't you see healing there? Don't you see deliverance there? Don't you see miracles? What kind of eye do they have? And he said, go back and see again. And then he came back and said, man of God, I'm telling you, I didn't see anything, you must see. Amen. I said, tonight you must see. Amen. I'm not going to release you from this world till you see your miracle. Amen. And then he went again, and then the seventh time he came back, he said, man of God, you said so. You said so. You'll tell me I said so. A miracle in your life, I said so. Power in your life, I said so. Divine healing in your life, I said so. He said, I see that it's like a cloud of a man. He said, go tell Ahab to get ready now, because there's rain coming. There's revival coming. There's miracle coming. And then before they were able to get to where they were going, the rain came. And your rain has come. Look at this, look at this in James chapter 5. I'm reading here from verse 17. James chapter 5, and we're reading from verse 17. It says in verse 17, Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months, and he prayed again. And the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth a fruit. Your life is going to be fruitful from today. You remember Moses? Remember Isaiah? Remember Rebecca? Remember Abraham? Remember Caleb? Remember Lazarus? Remember Elijah? And that's what will happen in your life. And now we've heard and we've seen how Elijah prayed. Our own time of prayer is coming. Look at Isaiah chapter 65. We're looking at verse 24. But it shall come to pass. Somebody there, it shall come to pass. That before they call, I will answer. Before they call, I will answer. Before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The Lord is saying here that even before we start the prayer, already you can see that the strings are tied in your mind. I said, you're already loose right now. You can see the deliverance has come already. We have not even started prayer. And it says, before they call, I will answer. And while they are speaking, blind eyes will open. While we're speaking, the lame will rise up and walk. While we're speaking, all those demonic powers, they will go away in Jesus' name. While we're speaking, all the swelling in your body, everything will vanish away. While we're speaking, the cataract will vanish away. While we're speaking, your kidney will receive new life. While we're speaking, healing will come to you right there. What are you? Why don't you stand up and get it and say, today is my day. Today is my day. Your day of miracle. Your day of miracle. Your day of power. Tell the Lord, oh Lord, I'm here for miracle. I'm here for healing. I'm here for deliverance. I'm here for promotion. I'm here for miracle child. I'm here for all those walls that hinder me to be blown down today. You tell the Lord, tell the Lord, tell the Lord. The answer is here already. We mention that problem and it's gone. We mention that sickness and it's gone. That heart attack is healed. All that thing crawling about you in your body, all that is finished today, is gone today. All that thing that's trying to break your head, as if they want to knock your head out, you're healed already, you're delivered already. All the things you cannot go to a toilet or urinate normally, all that thing is gone. All the blockage is gone. All the blockage is gone. The kidney problem, all that is gone. And the liver problem, all that is gone. And the noise you are hearing in your ears, all that is gone. This is the day of miracle. This is the day of deliverance. This is the day of power. There's power entering your body right now. There's power entering your body right now. If you are not able to walk, you rise up and walk. If you could not see before, you open your eyes and see. Whatever problem may be there, today is the day of solution. Today is the day of answer, and today is the day of power. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. A miracle has come. The miracle has come for you. The miracle has come for you. It's there. It's there. It's there. You stretch forth your hand of faith and you receive. You receive. You receive. It's for you. It is coming. It's right there. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord has answered your prayer in Jesus' name. Now there's going to be a manifestation. Manifestation in your life. Manifestation in your body. Manifestation in your family. Manifestation on that child. Even if that child is not here, I send for power to that child right now. Manifestation on your wife. Even if that wife is not here, I send for that power right now. Manifestation on your husband. I send for the power right now. And you right there now today, you are connected with power. You right there tonight, you are connected with possibilities. Rest of that time, everything will be fulfilled. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because we know your presence is here, and we know your power is here, and we know that your promises are yes and amen. Lord, I pray for every brother and every sister, every boy and every girl. Oh Lord, this will be the day of solution, the day of answered prayer, and the day of miracle. Touch everyone and give them their needed miracle in Jesus' name. Other thing that is tormenting your head, I command that tormentor in the head, that spirit, come out in Jesus' name. I pray for those people that have any problem on your skin, on your body. I pray right now the Lord will touch you and the Lord will cleanse you. All those things to vanish away in Jesus' name. Something crawling about in your body, an oppressive spirit, a tormenting spirit crawling about in your body, touching the head and touching the mind and everything, I command that spirit, come out in Jesus' name. I pray that the anointing that breaks the yoke will break every yoke in your life, will destroy the works of the devil in your life in Jesus' name. I pray for that person that has that incurable disease in the body, whatever the name is, cancer, or it is ulcer, or it is whatever, I command that sickness be healed in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are blind, touch those blind eyes. Those whose eyes are dim, touch those dim eyes. Cataract, come out in Jesus' name. Glaucoma, come out in Jesus' name. And those who are deaf or partially deaf, I command right now, sound will burst into your ears. Be healed in Jesus' name. I pray for those who have arthritis, or those who have stroke, or those who have any other problem like that, the power of the Lord touch your body. And the power of the Lord make you come forth right now. Come forth in Jesus' name. I pray that your joints, your waist, and every part of your body will receive that power right now. Receive that power right now. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who have any spell, any curse upon them, I cancel that curse. Tonight is the night of blessing. Tonight is the out of reversing, canceling every cause that caused your life. I cancel everything in Jesus' name. That medical report, that medical thing that makes you afraid, I cancel that thing on the medical report. Oh Lord, touch them, heal them in Jesus' name. That HIV AIDS, you are healed. You are healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. For those submarined and they are still looking for children, miracle baby, come. Miracle baby, come. Lord, grant them the miracle babies now in Jesus' name. And for that brother still looking for a wife, that sister looking for a husband, Lord, I pray, open the way. And give them bone of their bone and flesh of their flesh in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, everything your people are asking. Oh, Lord, I'm asking that this is the day of their miracle. The day of solution. The day of power. And the day of breakthrough. Oh, Lord, grant it to everyone in Jesus' name. In front of me, miracle. To my right, miracle. Outside, miracle. Every brother, sister, miracle. To you and your reality, miracle. I pray, Lord, you do it for everyone. Nobody will miss it tonight. Confirm it in every life. I thank you because I know it is done. In Jesus' name, I pray. Praise the Lord, you have got it. Praise the Lord, you have got it. Praise the Lord, you have got it. The miracle is there.